Now, what should happen next to the GPO, one of the country's most significant historical buildings? Well, a charity which helps Irish veterans wants it to be turned into a national veterans centre. The government has signalled its intention to reimagine a role for the building on Dublin's O'Connell Street, but no decision has yet been taken on its future. Ogli Na Shunta Na Héireann says that it could be used to honour and help more than 100,000 veterans. Jackie Fox reports.
In the heart of the capital, the GPO building stands as a powerful symbol of Ireland's struggle for independence.
On Easter Monday 1916, a small body of Iron men entered the GPO Dublin and converted it into a fortress. Over the building, they hoisted the tricolour.
It served as headquarters of the leaders of the 1916 Easter Rising, and where the proclamation of the Irish Republic was first read.
Signed by seven of their leaders, who constituted a provisional government for the Republic of Ireland. In this proclamation, they called upon the men of Ireland to strike a blow for the independence of their country.
Reenactments held there every year.
Irish men and Irish women, in the name of God and of the dead generations from which she receives her old tradition of nationhood, Ireland, through us, summons her children to her flag and strikes for her freedom.
I was actually here on the 100th anniversary in 2016, and the emotion of hearing the proclamation heard. You know, as a historian, you don't generally get emotional, but I think for many people in this country, the symbolism of this building and its connection with our struggle for independence is extraordinary.
Mary McAuliffe is a historian at UCD.
Of course, the GPO is an iconic building here on O'Connell Street in Dublin. It's been there from the early 19th century. It has served as a post office, but most historically, I suppose, and what most people recognise it for as being the GHQ, or the General Headquarters, of the 1916 rebellion. Of course, it was the Irish Volunteers and indeed Cumann na mBan who fought in here in 1916, who then become the Republicans who fight during the War of Independence. Split, yes, in the Civil War, but a lot of them go into the National Army, which is the precursor of today's Irish Army, today's Óglaigh na hÉireann.
Last year, a group tasked with finding ways to improve Dublin city centre recommended that the GPO be redeveloped as a major public building with a greater public function. Due to its army links, one proposal from a veterans charity is to partly turn it into a national veterans centre.
My name is Cormac Kirwan. I'm the Chief Executive Officer of Óglaigh na Shunta na hÉireann. We'd love to see the building be turned into a national veterans support bureau in support of veterans of the Irish Defence Forces. I suppose we'd see it as being a capability gap currently at the moment. Like, if you look at the whole link between policy, strategy and service delivery, as an organisation, as a charity, we have done a huge amount of work in relation to service delivery, in that we have veterans homes across the country providing 51 bed spaces every given night for homeless veterans. We have veteran support officers, which be full-time counsellors. However, it's not necessarily supported at the strategy level, and there's certainly no policy currently in place. We await the implementation of the Office of Veterans Affairs, which has been reaffirmed in the most recent programme for government, and we see the National Veterans Support Bureau as being the link then between the Office of Veterans Affairs and the support services for veterans, and we see it as being a huge step forward in relation to bridging a current capability gap.
The idea would be to honour and support more than 100,000 veterans, and there is demand.
I would be the first one to say 99% of those veterans have transitioned on to have a very healthy, happy, successful retirement, but there's approximately 1% that are struggling due to a variety of different reasons. Reasons would be associated with service both home and abroad, but also reasons that you'd have within a normal community. I would say that over the last number of years, we've probably helped over 1,000 veterans, taking them off the streets of Ireland, and since January 2020, we have probably supported, I would say, the guts of nearly 400 veterans in relation to that whole mental health support area.
The GPO is soon to be managed by the Office of Public Works after An Post moved its headquarters elsewhere. The minister responsible, Kevin Boxer-Moran, said he would be happy to discuss ideas, as no decision has been made on what it could be used for.
This is a huge site.
plenty of room to accommodate many, according to historian Mary McAuliffe.
I think we also need to keep the exhibition of 1916 because it is a destination site for so many people. All the walking tours that go around here celebrating our revolutionary history trails, they all end up in with this history. So I think it can fit all of these in here.
And that was historian Mary McAuliffe ending that report from Jackie Fox. And Unpust have asked us to point out that the GPO Museum, which continues to attract around 70,000 visitors annually, remains open at the site from Monday to Saturday.